Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Jordan Mailata show coming up at 6. I will be joined by Elliot Shore Parks and, of course, Jordan for that. And then the Players Lounge at 7 with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks, and this week's guest, Tanner McKee.
QB1!
Chat.
Just kidding.
Don't put him in that.
Elliot did land, by the way. He's fine.
Yeah, he's been texting me.
Did he fly?
Well, so, yeah.
Did he fly the plane?
Oh, no, he did not fly it.
No.
Yeah.
But I know that he had to be panicking. The plane didn't have Wi-Fi.
So, you know him.
Yeah. Man, what type of plane is he on from Green Bay with no Wi-Fi?
Well, so they.
Or did he go to Chicago?
No. It was a Fans of Philly charter.
Yes.
So it was all Fans of Philly. So I don't know when they charter it. And sometimes it's funny. We didn't have Wi-Fi on a plane forever.
Forever.
And then all of a sudden, if you get on one, it's not working.
I'm mad.
What
do I do?
Yeah.
What do I do?
I got to read? Yeah. That's right. I always download a bunch of podcasts before I get on the plane,
I'm a late adapter to it. I've only done it twice now with the Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah, you need it.
It's the best.
Nah. Yeah.
No, you got to have it.
Yeah.
I don't care how short the flight is. I'm spending that $10 on the whatever that flight pass is, the plan. Yeah, I need it.
I'll pay the extra for the upgrade to Wi-Fi, too.
You know it's a sham.
Oh, total sham.
The upgraded Wi-Fi is like when you go to a hotel and you see the thing that says... body wash, conditioner, and shampoo.
It's all the same thing.
That's like,
I totally disagree. The Bobo Wi-Fi is like $10, and then the one that actually works is $20.
No, high speed. It's the same.
You guys are wrong. You guys are like Cowboy Jim?
Or it's like you go into the car wash, and they're like, here's the regular one for $10, and there's also a $26 one, but you're going through the same.
Well, I will say they get me with that one all the time. I always pay for the Ultra.
Yes.
Ultra wash.
Oh, ooh, Wheel Bright? Of course I need Wheel Bright.
I need undercarriage clean.
Oh, yes, I do. I love having my undercarriage clean.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tickle your undercarriage.
It's a hockey term. I forgot about that.
Speaking of which.
Are we doing bros tomorrow?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah.
Before we get to the top five of five, speaking of undercarriage, I get a little bit of hate when we're here.
Okay.
Because when I sit, I cross my legs.
Yeah. But not like in a manly way.
Yeah.
It's just how I'm comfortable.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to cross my legs.
I'm not comfortable. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. This guy. This guy.
All right,
Seabiscuit.
Yeah, we're...
I need to see the package.
The top five and five is sponsored by NJM Insurance. Hit it, Buzz.
It's the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
All right.
Oh, goodness.
Seabiscuit.
Yeah, you like
that's
that
a good one?
That was a good one.
All right, everyone gather around your radios over at One Nova Caraway. The person who needs to hold you all accountable is getting game balls.
That's right.
Starting at number five, I'm giving one to Moro Ajomo.
Ah.
Called out the last play, the fourth and one. He said what play was going to happen.
Yeah.
Josh Jacobs was so defeated in the post-game press conference. He's like, it sucks when that happens.
Yeah.
So Moro Ajomo. Every time I watch him play, because he's not Millen, like Millen was a really good player, got $100 million. This guy could be. I keep thinking, I can't believe they got him in the seventh round. I mean,
yeah,
they took him in the seventh round. He's
Tom
into,
Brady went to sixth.
And Jason Kelce went
Jason
in the sixth.
Jason Kelce
Mike Reese went in the fifth.
I mean, Brock Purdy went in the seventh.
Yeah, he stinks. I told you that. Mac Jones already taken his job. It's a
he
system.
Hasn't taken his
it's
job.
It's a system.
He hasn't taken his job.
Dude,
he's hurt.
A little noodle arm quarterback.
Drake May sucks.
He does not Whoa. Suck. That's an MVP right there.
Well, when he can throw 23 times a game and his defense gives up 7 points, he's an MVP.
Dude, just because they made your little Baker, you know.
Baker threw three touchdowns.
Ooh.
In that game.
All right. Number four. Fourth game ball is going to Jalen Hunt. 58's out there making plays. And it was a big sack early. I mean, there wasn't many plays in the game, like scoring chances.
Yeah.
And him getting that sack, dropping him back 14 yards.
Terrible play by Jordan Love.
Oh, horrible play by Jordan Love.
Yeah, terrible play.
But Jalen Hunt really coming along in his second year.
Jordan Love might not be that good.
Nah.
Doesn't pass the eye test.
Well, he's certainly not special.
No. Yeah. But with the numbers.
He makes some wow plays.
Well,
but
you
not
look at him.
Enough.
He's completed 71% of his passes, 15 touches and downs, 3 interceptions. Then you watch him. And it's not just last night. He's just.
I think he has the third most completions at the line of scrimmage or behind the line of scrimmage.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Did not know that.
Well, it's weird because heading into the game, they kept showing their third down numbers. It was almost 50%. On third down completion.
It's because they run the ball on first and second down.
Yeah. And with Jordan Love, I did feel bad for the one drive where he threw a dime to that Melton kid.
Yeah.
And he just dropped it.
He was a former
quarterback. A lot of drops last night.
Yeah, he was I didn't know he was a cornerback turned into that.
Corner.
I thought he was a cornerback turned. Bo Melton.
Does that sound like a corner?
No. It sounds like a quarterback.
Yeah.
But we'll have to get our crack research team on it. See which is the truth. I thought they said cornerback.
Well, corner sounds like quarter.
215. The third game ball, I'm giving to N'Kobe Dean. You guys just talked
Kobe.
About him. He is so not to pander to Ike.
Yeah, no pander.
But I always said, like, outside of quarterback, linebacker was always my favorite position to watch growing up.
Oh, there you go.
Like an old school Jeremiah Trotter. Ike Reese, kind of linebacker that just gets, and he's such a field general. And you know what I loved about N'Kobe Dean?
Say Nigel Bradham.
He was a corner, C-O-R-N-E-R.
Okay,
yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah. Yes, no, but anyway, Nigel Bradham for 1 year.
Yep.
Just command.
Two years.
One gone on a plane.
Yep.
2 years.
One cabana boy.
Yep.
No, but the one thing I liked about N'Kobe last night. And it was a minor thing, but he was, like, getting hype, welcoming everyone off the field.
Yeah.
Like, getting right back.
Fired up, man.
He's the leader of that
defense. Like the leader of that defense.
Yeah. He's bulldog.
Listen, they're the Philadelphia Bulldogs.
And he was always the leader of that
defense. Yeah, he was the leader of it. Yeah.
Love the Cubs game.
So we can get Brock Bowers.
One day. The second game ball is going to Devonta. I mean.
Smitty!
Really blossoming in this year. Should be his first Pro Bowl. Has the big cat? What? I don't think it's a Pro Bowl.
Okay.
Right, whatever. But you know, has the big catch on the underthrow from Jalen to catch a touchdown.
It wasn't an underthrow.
It was an underthrow. And then the third and ten was a massive play. I mean, third and ten.
Yeah, was that underthrown?
No, that was a dime. That was a rocket.
Yeah,
I call it fair. But that was a dime. That was a rocket. That was a good throw. Yep. And Devontae's really really blossoming this year. It's good to see. We all love Smith.
Well, the funny thing is. If the numbers were flipped with Smitty and AJ, would there be as much consternation about all of this?
Only in the Devontae Smith household. That's the only place there would be consternation. Yeah.
The numbers were flipped.
No, it would feel fine.
Yeah.
No? Yep.
AJ's on pace for like 700 yards and 6 touchdowns.
Oh, yeah. God.
Yeah. Not a great year for AJ.
That's why he's frustrated.
Yeah. I think he likes Drake May. Number one, though, the number one game ball goes to the newest Eagle, Jalen Phillips.
Wow.
Forced a fumble late. You know, it's great last night. I don't know how I feel about the number 50. There's not been many great number 50s in
Well, you can't wear 15.
No.
Steve Van Buren. Yeah.
And Tim Tebow.
And Debo didn't even have 15 here.
I know.
You made me think for one quick second.
No.
Tebow was 11.
Tebow was 11.
I just like my edge guys to have 90s.
90 numbers?
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Hell, nowadays they got single-digit numbers.
Yeah. That's weird.
Listen, he may switch it if he stays.
Yeah.
May switch it to something else.
He got the got here in the middle of the year number.
Yeah, I don't even know what other numbers are available. I think somebody said 52 was available.
Oh, that's a pretty good number.
Well, 52 was what Za'Darius Smith was.
Oh, that's right. It became available, yeah.
The top 5 of 5, sponsored by NJM Insurance. While some insurance companies use gimmicks to get your attention, NJM would rather focus on putting their policyholders first. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. Visit NJMinsurance.com to learn more.
I would have... Smitty, 2 big catches last night.
Yes.
I get it. Fangio may have needed to get a game ball.
It's a good point.
Yeah,
It's a good point.
But I want to highlight individual players. But, yeah, Fangio put
a match. That game was a defensive game. I don't think anybody would have complained had you went all defense.
Yeah, man up. And also
– Saquon I was considering.
That Saquon reception was huge. Changed the game.
Man.
Changed the game.
You know, you don't want to see that dude in the open field by yourself.
You get the B button, and you're gone.
Yeah, it was.
You're left tackling nothing.
And that literally felt like somebody pressed the B button out in the open field.
That's what it looked like.
Like, that's what it felt like.
It was straight up B button spin.
Yeah.
50 has not been a kind number for an Eagles history, by the way.
50?
Number 50. So.
It was James Willis my first year.
James Willis was
my mentor, J-Dub.
G. Cobb was fit number 50.
Oh, there you go.
That's right. G. Cobb wore 50.
So Simino.
Yeah.
Will Witherspoon. Ernie Sims. Casey Matthews. Kiko.
Remember Ernie Sims?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Kiko. Kiko Alonso.
Dude, he was the worst.
Yeah, but I love the idea of Kiko.
Yeah, Casey Matthews.
The belly button shoulder.
Yep. Yeah. He was like the Harrison Bader of the Eagles, Kiko Alonso.
Casey Matthews.
Yeah, we never get the right brother here.
Yeah,
no.
He was terrible.
Yeah.
Not great.
He was a chip guy, Casey Matthews, right?
Yeah, look at those 58s, though.
No, 58 strong.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
Hold on.
I think 3 out of the last 4 have made the Pro Bowl.
Who's the one that didn't?
What's the guy that we got when the Pittsburgh trade, I believe?
Well, sorry. So, because Jalix Hunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kyron Johnson, who could forget?
Don't remember him.
Jannard Avery.
That's what I was thinking about. Avery, yeah.
He's a Brown, I believe.
Yeah.
LJ Fort.
Oh, wow.
LJ Fort.
Yeah. And then it was Hixey, Trenkle, Ike.
Yeah, that's what it was, yeah.
Oh, that's a good
one. We had a nice run there for 3 straight, from me to the Trent Cole to Jordan Hicks.
You had some prison in there, too, with Hicks, right? Didn't Hicks go to jail?
No, that's the Michael Kendricks.
That was Michael Kendricks.
Michael Kendricks, way right. To go. Jordan Hicks was hurt all the time.
Yes.
You're right. Yeah, didn't go to jail.
And then left here and never got hurt.
Yes,
when he left.
Yeah.
Led the league in tackles.
I'm sorry, Jordan.
Prison.
You didn't go to prison.
Yeah. What the hell are you?
That was Michael Kendricks. Different linebacker. Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. CJ in Texas, you're on WIP. What's up, CJ?
What up, guys? Now, I want to have all this great energy. But, Spike, did you say you like the thought of Kiko Alonso?
I like the idea of Kiko Alonso.
What was the idea?
Well, when he came here.
For a broke ass linebacker, from a great running.
I just like the idea of Kiko Alonso.
There was
no
ideal in the world.
There was. He was supposed to be good, and he wasn't good.
Dude,
I didn't say I like him as a.
They traded him player for player.
Yeah, that was not a great chip moment.
It was not a good trade. I'm not saying he was.
I talked
good.
Myself into it.
Yeah.
A lot of people do.
A lot of people talk themselves into
it. I'll tell you what it's almost like. It's almost like this GM that got fired here in Dallas that traded a world talent and Luka for a broke center.
Not the same thing.
You're right. It's worse because Pico was worse.
No. Trading Luka is worse than trading Shady.
Well, yeah.
Man.
Well,
yes.
What I'm saying is one of them was always hurt and the other one was great.
Okay, like, we don't need to keep talking about
Kiko. Yeah, you idiot. You like Kiko.
I like
Spike.
The idea of Kiko.
What is the idea of Kiko?
We always had the... Okay, can I explain it real quick?
The crazy long-haired, like...
Linebacker
guy?
With the Sixers, there were always these players that were on different teams. Just hang on a second. That were on different teams. And when we got them... We thought when we actually got to see him play every game, we're like, oh, this guy's not as good as we thought he was.
Okay.
And that is sort of it. The concept of the player was always, like, good,
but
the reality of the player was not.
I understand. It's like Ben Revere.
Like bringing in Paul George and paying him $50 million?
No, not like
that. We only take pot shots at the Sixers. Yeah. They're playing well right now.
Yeah, give him a break.
Yeah. We're having a good time.
Oh, man. I promise, man, I started off so good because I was like, you know what? I watched the game last night. I was like, I'm not going to watch it through what either Jalen is or doing. Like, this is a defensive struggle. Our defense came to play. I'm happy with the win.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Arc Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yes, while watching the game, I'm like, damn, where the hell is AJ? Then to get on and hear you guys kind of have the conversation when he did nothing negative afterwards, I was like, man, why are we talking about AJ? This is kind of crazy. He did some good things. He went out there and blocked when freaking Saquon hit the B button and went upfield. You saw him out there block.
Oh, and yeah. He's supposed to block.
Scrap. Yeah, but he went out there and threw him some scrap pass at the end. And then to hear you say you like the thought of people. What the hell?
Can we stop?
Really derailed the show, Spike. We were having such a good day until you said it.
Man, that is so hard. Now, oh man,
threw you completely off, CJ.
What is the definition of insanity?
Doing the same thing over and over.
That's not the definition of insanity.
I knew you were going to say that.
Like, yeah. You expecting you getting upset about Joel being hurt and expecting him to play, that is insanity, right?
Wait.
CJ, you poking the bear today, CJ.
What?
Oh,
man, what are we doing? What's the problem, CJ? I didn't even hear what you said.
Well, he's saying you expecting Joel Embiid to be healthy or being upset that he's banged up is like the definition of
You know
insanity.
What? You don't even live here, CJ. You're in Texas. You're probably a fraud. So before you start coming at me, living in the central time zone, down south with no state tax, don't come at me.
All right. First off, let me say this.
Yeah.
Because you got me fired up. First off, to my brothers and sisters that I served with in the military, salute to you guys. Happy Veterans Day.
Happy
Veterans Day. Yes, happy Veterans Day.
When you say fraud, get Jack with this. Dude, try growing up in the South of Eagles fan when they won Super Bowls. All the crap y'all think y'all went through as far as, man, we don't like what happened. Try growing up an Eagles fan while they win a Super Bowl and try to call me a fraud. But aren't you a Yankees fan or a Mets fan?
Uh-oh.
No. Aren't you like fans of everybody that's not Philly teams?
All the New York teams, yeah.
I'm not a fan of all the New York teams.
But I'm just saying, I'm trying to truth. I believe Greece is, hey, my first game I ever watched, I chose to be an Eagles fan when everybody was Cowboys.
Well, but that makes you kind of a fraud.
That makes me.
He's a rivalry.
Yeah, I think
No. Where in Texas are you from?
I'm from Arkansas, but I relocated after the military.
Okay. So you're from Arkansas. You don't really have you're not from Texas. You're in Texas.
Yeah. I relocated after the military.
Okay. Okay. So you didn't have a team in Arkansas. So you just picked the Eagles.
The first game I ever saw was Eagles Cowboys. And when I saw when I saw Randall take off running, I was like, wow, changed my life. Yeah. And everything after that has been delegation of black quarterbacks, which I love and I'm very proud of. I don't want to make that black-white thing. But that is something that I look at and say, man, that is great. Like, they give real players a chance, no matter who you are, at the position. When there's been so many questions about, hey, can a quarterback of this particular quarterback do it? So that's why I've always respected the Eagles. No matter who has won, no matter how bad we've been, I've lived through it. So, I ain't no fraud. I ain't new to this. I'm true to this. Now, I don't know about you.
And CJ is an Ike at night. He's an Ike at night.
Yes. But CJ, notice he brought up Kiko, who played in Buffalo, also New York. We're starting to connect more dots. Yep.
Stop it.
It just was one of the worst trades in history. So that's the reason why, man, when you said that, dude.
With the Kiko Alonso thing? I said he wasn't good. I said I liked the concept of him as a good, crazy linebacker, and he came here, and he wasn't good, and he was hurt all the time. Can we stop it? I didn't want them to trade Shady for Kiko Alonso.
He did have an interception in the Falcons game. That was exciting.
He did. That was a nice – he laid out for that interception.
By the way, Michael Kendricks is the guest of the pregame show Sunday.
Oh,
really?
He's out of prison. He's been out. I'm joking.
Yeah, hey, he has been out.
He is on the pregame show Sunday. Good.
Yeah.
How the hell did that happen?
I don't know.
What a coincidence.
Yep.
Holy cow.
Hey, I love you guys.
CJ. And erase this whole segment.
Okay.
So that Michael Kendrick doesn't hear it.
Yeah. Yes, it didn't happen. Well,
they go to jail.
This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door to get the second and half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com. I wasn't saying that I liked the trade for Kiko Alonso.
I like the trade for Kiko Alonso.
Man, you really hit a nerve with a CJ on that one.
It was a little weird.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah,
even I got to admit that was a little extreme.
Yeah, I wasn't like, boy, I was. I came in my Kiko jersey, nothing like that. I was like, oh, that seems like a goofy player that everybody will like. Everybody in Buffalo seemed to like him. Seemed like we got a fun player. We didn't.
We didn't.
Unreal.
Yeah, and they were able to flip him to help get Carson.
Was he part of?
It was Kiko and Byron Maxwell to go from 13 to 8.
Oh, really?
And then 8-2.
8-2.
Yeah.
Wow.
Who could forget?
Yeah.
Howie.
So thank you, Kiko.
Always. Yep.
Yeah. Izzy, you're on WIP.
Man,
what's up, Izzy?
How you guys doing?
What's up, Izzy?
What up, Izzy?
Hey, man, I'm over here listening to the belly button lover over here. You know?
That's another Kiko reference.
Oh, right. Oh, man.
You want a nerdy stat?
Sure.
All right, the streak continues. Michael Parsons has yet to sack Jalen Hurts.
Nice.
I thought he sacked Jalen Hurts.
Nah, he hasn't sacked him yet. From the Cowboys to now, no sack. I think.
I watched that game, man. So I could have sworn Michael Parsons had two sacks
bro,
last
the,
year.
No sack. No
okay.
sack. I think people probably think it because of the fumble. Or, no, not even because the fumble was it was past the first down marker, so not even that. No, I was looking at the stats, and the Packers had no sacks last night. But what I was going to say is I think this year, man, it's going to be the Jalen Hurts show. If you guys kind of really watch the way the year's gone, it's almost like teams really want him to beat them, to beat them. You know what I mean? Not really
yes.
like but then the narrative is going to get spun. You know, if the Eagles make it all the way to the Super Bowl, it's going to be, oh, the defense carried Jalen. Last year, you know, first it was A.J. and Devontae, then it was Saquon. Then this year, if it happens, it's going to be the defense. It's like they're never going to give the guy his flowers.
Micah sacked Jalen twice last year in a game, by the way.
Yeah. There you go. Streak over.
Twice last year?
Yeah. Now they lost 34-6.
Yeah. Streak over.
Okay.
And he forced a fumble.
Oh, and then the streak was over. My bad. Google lied to me. It's
Look at those analytics.
But I think that's what it's going to be, man. Jalen never gets his love, man, honestly. This guy's be every top quarterback in the league.
That's all he does
when,
is
you
win.
You know, when they face head-to-head. And, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I said that's all he does is win.
Yeah, that's literally all he does, man. You watched the game yesterday. On that last pass to AJ, the only thing that I thought was, man, he could have jumped up for it. I mean, he didn't. Even the safety was playing it kind of soft on the outside. You know what I mean? Coming towards.
I can't let this go. Saquon and the defense did carry him last year. They did. That's what happened. That's what happened.
And it would have helped AJ if the ball was thrown a little bit further last night.
Yeah.
That's
fair. I mean, I guess we make that statement because, look, you look at the same kind of an underthrown pass, and then you see the difference in, you know, Schmitty. Schmitty just hopped up there and grabbed it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
that was a crazy play by Schmitty.
AJ could have done the same thing. But, I mean, I'm not a player, bro. You know, I just play Madden.
Right.
So, at the end of the day, I don't know that feel. You know, but just watching. That's my only thing.
Yeah.
All right, Iz. Thank you for calling. Big news here. Buzz, can you hit the breaking news sounder?
Uh-oh.
Buzz, hit it. Hit the breaking news.
No way.
Breaking news.
You know we got the panic buzz back there. The deer in headlights.
Michael Kendricks never went to prison per Andy Boyle, who was his neighbor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He
got in trouble, but he never had to go to prison.
So he didn't do actual time.
He did not.
Yes.
He did not. So congratulations, and now you don't have to ask him about it. I'm sorry for making the...
Well, believe me, we weren't going to ask him about
Michael Kendricks joke about Jordan Hicks.
Yeah, we weren't going to ask him about
it. Whoops.
Sorry, it happens.
Whoops. All right. 215-592-9494.
Donovan Chespat on all of us.
Do you know I almost said Donovan Chespat to Donovan?
To Donovan.
Because I said my bad, and it almost came out of my mouth, Donovan Chespat.
Yeah.
And then I realized it was Donovan.
It's a good bit.
Yeah.
He's still confused as to who we are.
Yes, 100%.
I believe that, yeah.
Knew me when I was a kid.
Didn't he come to your college dorm all the time? Like, because you're best friends?
I did not say we were best friends. But we were legitimately at Syracuse at the exact same time.
Yeah, you were a good kid.
Not a child.
Yeah.
Not a child. Same age. Same age, buddy.
Same age.
We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Go where the players go. Watch all the hockey and basketball action this season here for the best in-game experience at the number one sports bar in North America. That is Chickies and Pete's. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Arc Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Arc and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Arc Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Yeah, there we go.
Did we get some cheering?
We did. That's from the Sixers section over there.
That's how you know you made it.
Yeah. There we go.
Yep.
We put our heart into this.
Oh, we do.
Every day.
We live for this.
Even when we're getting mocked.
Yep. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Coming up at 6, the Jordan Mailata Show, live from Chickies and Pete's. Jordan will be right there, along with me and Elliot Shore Parks. And then the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot, and this week's guest, Tanner McKee. Mm. It's an interesting guest for you. Tanner McKee. It's an interesting position for him to be in, too.
Yeah.
Because to talk to him about the game, he didn't play in, but he knows a lot about.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, see how much he gives up.
Yes. You got to make him feel comfortable first. Maybe loosen him up, a couple of serve
sides. He gives up.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we've had Tanner a couple times.
Yeah.
And I got to give him credit. Does a good job of dancing.
Does he?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he knows how to dance a little bit. Yep. So, you know, we will have to figure out that last play call, though.
Yes.
Yeah, that has to be asked.
Yes. And you know what? Let awkward silence happen. He'll answer. He'll go, yeah, I don't know what happened. And you just, nothing. So you had a headset on.
Yeah. And you know what that play was called.
You know play they called. And what play you saw, was it the same, Tanner? You had the headset on.
What if he says he didn't have it on?
He's lying. He knows what happened. Tell us what happened. We know what happened, right? We know what happened.
He changed the play.
He changed the play. The thing that I don't think happened that I think some people were wondering about, which I think Jalen changing the play based on what he saw doesn't seem like that huge of an issue for me. Right. That's an issue with him and Nick to be like, Nick to go not there and him to go, okay, whatever.
Right.
What some people were wondering last night, I don't know if they were in earnest, is if Jalen was supposed to go up there and not snap the ball, and if they were planning to just try to draw them off sides. But the offensive line wouldn't be ready for that. It just seems like it could be.
Well, if he actually changed the play.
Oh, right.
To where he called a play.
Right. Yeah, I guess. But even then, the crowd's so loud, it would be a dangerous thing to do, right?
I agree.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
At the line, the offensive line doesn't
I don't know if we'll ever know.
Yeah.
I seriously doubt that someone will say, well, we weren't even supposed to run that play. We were supposed to go out there and just take a delay of game and try to draw them off sides. Like, nobody's going to say that.
Right. Well, you won an Eagles Insider of the Year award.
Go find out.
If that's the truth, and you're the one that spills it, it'd be hard for anybody to take that award
from you. It seemed like, again, I'm going by Coach Sirianni's reaction that was caught on television after the play. He's mouthing why.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why? Like, I don't know if he's mouthing why did he go there?
Yes.
Or why did they change the play?
Yeah.
Or what? Why he's saying why?
He could have thrown to the wrong guy.
But he's clearly saying why.
Why? Yeah. Well, twice.
And I'm sure the beat reporters after the game didn't see the TV copy because they're watching the game.
Right.
So now they get to go home, digest the TV copy, see him, and say, yesterday you reacted very, or Sunday you reacted, Monday you reacted very strongly to that. You're saying why? Why was that?
Yes.
Yeah. And when I think, is he on the morning show tomorrow?
No.
Yeah, he should be, right?
He should be, right?
Yeah, because he didn't do the day.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so he should be available tomorrow.
He's on the morning show before he does his... He's
not. Usually.
Not usually.
So what I wonder
they
might
push
happen
it to Thursday.
Is they might push it to Thursday. We should find that out. Yeah, that's...
They might push it to
because
Thursday.
Because I would like the camera to get him first. Because
well, the camera was very upset about that, and he's upset about the first half execution.
Right.
Leading into half where
they gave up.
They just gave up.
Yeah. Because Nick will dance around it. At the press availability.
Yeah.
And it's tough because it's Zoom to keep pushing.
Yep.
But DeCamera would keep pushing if Nick danced around answering that question. Why would you saying why? Yeah.
Yep.
One thing that DeCamera is good at. 215-592-9494.
You hired.
What?
I did. Well, he slipped. Chuck in Mount Airy here on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
I'm 6 feet down and I like it. Shut up. Don't you guys
very
have
nice.
Another white boy group that you can put on, like Limp Bizkit or U2 or something else? I'm tired of hearing.
What do you know about Limp Bizkit?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, my ass.
U2, you know what I mean? You know, I'm a little
U2 sucks.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, U2 sucks. And we
on,
got
we don't claim U2.
Yeah, we represent everybody on this show.
Yeah, you hear 232 pop?
Yeah.
I played Lord Knows today.
But next thing y'all gonna have 130 Biggie too next time, right?
No. Not as long as Ike's on the show.
I know. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, man, let me say this real
point.
Quick,
yeah.
Right? What's going on, man? Now, why can't I have my – listen, why can't Embiid just retire? You know, why can't he just retire?
I thought we were moving past this.
Well, why
promised,
focus in on
you Embiid? Promised to not
Chuck,
bring up Joel.
I'm going
to
hang up on you.
I know. I just can't – I can't take it no more, man. This team can't
stop.
You can take it. You can take it. You can take it.
Stop.
He is out of the lineup.
He is out of the lineup. So you should be happy.
No, it's not that, man. This team can't build no rhythm, man. You know what I mean? He would come off the bench, man. You know what I mean? Seriously, man. He gets to 20 minutes off the bench. You know, that's just that. But I don't want to talk about him, man. I'm watching the game. It's going to be live TV today. It's going to be like on NBC, I think, first time. So, you know, I get to hear...
Oh, they get that game tonight. Okay, that's that.
It is on NBC.
It's a national game.
Oh, it's on NBC?
Yeah, it's a national game, yeah.
Yeah, national game. So, yeah, I got to watch it tonight. But listen, here's the thing, right? Ike, you know, BTA. BTA.
Yes, sir.
BTA. Yep. Ike, listen, Sunday is going to be Booster.
Belt ass.
You know what?
No, I know what it means. Yesterday was BTA.
You know what I mean? I'm talking about the Detroit Lions. Jared Goff will be destroyed. You know what I mean? And I would say twice.
That
That was Chad.
That was me. That was me.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I know we all sound the same.
Yeah, we're not all the same, Chuck.
Yep.
Yeah, well, you say we all look alike. Y'all say we all look alike. You know what I mean?
So no one said that. No one said that. Let's not start throwing that out there. Yeah.
No, that's the joke.
No. Easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
We did not say that, Chuck.
Never said that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Y'all confuse me for hype, but just my hype. You know what I mean?
Well, we would never confuse you and I.
Yeah, yeah.
Looks like Mike Myers and Mini-Me in Austin Powers.
That's not nice.
There you go. You got to go there because I can't.
You always got to go.
Well, you started with that beat. You started with that beat.
Listen, man, 5'8" they short, man. You know what I mean? I'm trying to tell you, but it is what it is. Listen, we on Sunday, we're going to just destroy Detroit. I'm telling you. This is what I'm trying to tell everybody. Listen to me. But, you know, this guy is going to – Jared Goff, he's a fraud. You know, like the great Howard Eskin would say, he's a fraud.
Wow.
And he's going to be proven as one on Sunday. He's a sitting duck back there, and you throw him off his spot in the cold weather, I'm telling you. And then we're going to score more points against Detroit. I'm not even worried about the game yesterday. But, you know, Green Bay, you know, they was on life support yesterday. They needed that game. It was on life support yesterday, and they lost. Now, the birds are back and ready to attack. And on Sunday, everybody is going to know our name. Watch when I tell you. I'm calling a blowout on Sunday. No, I'm not calling no more blowout.
Wait, you called a blowout last night.
Yeah, it didn't go well for me. I know.
You only knew our name after he won the Super Bowl last year?
Yeah.
If Jalen, I did. I called that blowout. But if Jalen wouldn't have fumbled the ball, that ball was hard, man. And I really think they played conservative because of the weather, man. It was real cold out there. That ball get a little hard out there. They hold that ball.
Yeah, you know, it is. I mean, that's why for defenders, we love it. Like, yeah, we know the ball's going to be slippery and hard. Yeah.
Jeez.
So, you know,
you couldn't even get it out without laughing.
Throwaway.
Yep.
I knew y'all.
It's a cheap one.
Freak ball show. I knew y'all would say that. I just had to say pause real quick when I said the ball get a little hard. But the ball do get a little hard in the winter, man.
All right.
The balls
don't
normally get hard.
No. Well, unless
usually
there's a problem. Yeah, call the doctor if that's happening.
Usually shrivel.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's cold outside.
Kelly Oubre there. He had chickens and peas.
He is not.
Hey, yo, listen. No, it was a great game yesterday, though. What I take from it, though, yesterday is that the pass rush is back. And I'm happy to see the pass rush is back. Phillips, he looks amazing yesterday. And my guy is, you know who he is, Nakobe Dean, man. And that's one guy that's short, stocky, and he gets it in. You know what I mean? I tell you, he's like a missile. You know what I mean?
That was a pause moment, too.
Yeah, that was a pause moment in a way. But you know what? You know what I mean, man. I can't get through this call without a pause moment right now. But you know what I'm saying? I'm just excited right now, man. The birds is about to, you know what, man? We're about to fly our way back to the Super Bowl. And we got that number one seed. Can't nobody come in here and beat us. Nobody. Seattle. I
agree.
The Rams. Nobody. I don't want no part of the Rams, though. I'm tired of beating them. You know what I mean? You know, the law averages.
Well, because you know, yeah, eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. You know
what I mean? Just like O2.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you.
I
would never bring that up.
Yeah, I know. I should have brought up Mike. My problem.
It's all right. I'm over it, man. Nah, it's all good.
It hurt my heart just as much as it hurt y'all, man.
I know it did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's bring it up one more time. Yeah.
I thought.
All right, brother.
All right. Yes, sir. By the way, Sirianni 8:40 tomorrow.
8:40.
Oh, it is tomorrow.
Cook him. Camera.
Is Richie going to ask about Jair?
I don't think so.
That first question about Jair Alexander.
Hey.
Yeah. So he goes to the end of the game with the first question.
He has to.
Yeah.
Well, he probably butters him up first.
He butters him up. Great game. What's it like to win in Lambeau? By the way, what the hell were you doing? Why didn't you punt it? Why didn't you even mention punting? Yeah.
Did they go rogue?
Yeah.
That's really what everybody want to know.
Yeah.
For two guys,
I think he has a better explanation tomorrow than he had last night.
Yes. Well, no one even really questioned him on the, like, was it a different play? They just asked him the decision to go for it.
Yes.
Yeah. So, ooh, I might even listen to the morning show tomorrow.
Wow.
Yes.
They got you.
All right. 215-592-9494. Jack, we have to tell everybody something real important.
Yeah.
Well, what? Black Friday mega sale.
Exactly right.
National Appliance Warehouse.
I know you keep looking around your kitchen. You're like, wow, This has gotten sad.
Well, not me.
Not
you. You're talking to the person listening.
Exactly. Because when you were in the market for new appliances for your new kitchen.
Went to National Appliance Warehouse.
The only place you need to go.
Yeah.
For your new appliances.
And you're going to talk about the Black Friday mega sale and the prices, which are great. But what was most amazing to me was the fact that they, like, the service was amazing.
Yeah, well.
And everybody's different. They treated me different, you know, because I didn't want a whole big selection because, you know, suffer from decision fatigue.
Sure.
You know, and had it delivered and right the day I needed it.
It had nothing to do with your last name.
It had nothing to do. Yeah, I saw them treating everybody that way.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
And I'm glad you pointed out at the end there, Spike. Installation and delivery.
Yes.
So they can take it to your house as well. So an industry-leading service team that Spike personally dealt with. So that's a National Appliance Warehouse difference. We also talk about getting the best price.
Yes.
The Black Friday Mega Sale. If you heard us talk about National Appliance Warehouse, what are you waiting for? The Black Friday Mega Sale is underway right now. You can save up to 40% on over 100 brands. So that includes Whirlpool appliances. They also have Sub-Zero, Wolf & Cove. Whatever you could possibly need appliance-wise, National Appliance Warehouse has for you. And on top of that, you're going to get, great price.
Yeah.
The right appliance.
Yeah, you got it all.
Everything at National Appliance Warehouse. So if you haven't experienced what we've experienced, get down to National Appliance Warehouse today. Again, their showrooms are in tax-free Wilmington and Middletown, Delaware. You can learn more at nationalappliancewarehouse.com. And when you go, make sure you tell them Fritz sent you.
You know, I am vegan now, but when I smell the mussels red here at Chickie's, not tempted, but... Like, used to like the mussels red here.
Are you more of a clam or a mussel guy?
A mussel guy.
Really?
Yeah, mussels with the red sauce here. Oh, come on. Nice and garlicky with the bread. Oh, come on, man. 215-592-95. No.
Just one mussel.
Nah,
they don't really have feelings.
Nah, they do. Tasty Cake Dom, you're a WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Hi, Spike. Hey, okay, Jack.
Tasty
what
Cake.
What up, Tasty Cake?
The mussels are good, Spike.
They are.
They are. So... For me, Spike, I didn't think we were going to win last night. So I'm ecstatic that we got the win. However, we got the win. I thought it was going to be.
You thought going into the game we weren't. The game we weren't going to win, or during it. Okay, go
no,
into it.
No, I thought going into the game we would have a problem winning at Lambeau, and. So the result was tremendous for me. So I'm ecstatic.
You sound fired up. I'm kidding.
I am because there's no doubt in my mind that we blow Detroit out of the water. So we're going to win this big test for us. We're going to win both games.
Yeah, I mean, winning, I would say that the two toughest stretches we would have thought coming into the season were the first four games and then these two against Green Bay and Detroit.
Uh-huh.
And to be 6-0 in those games would be pretty unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, that's a super tough stretch. So them beating Detroit on Sunday night, I think partially how they won the game last night. Today is not a league is on notice of the Eagles, you know.
Right.
And I think everybody had their doubts about the Packers anyway, even though it was on the road, tough game, all that sort of stuff. The Eagles beat the Lions on – well, also, Jalen did not help me with my MVP bets last night. He played fine, but we had a national audience that could have helped me with my MVP bets.
Yes.
But Sunday night against the Lions, they win that game after beating the Packers. That is, you know, everybody wakes up and says the Eagles are the best team in the NFL. Mm-hmm. I think they win that game.
Yeah, and Detroit, let's face it, Blake, every challenge Detroit's met this year, Green Bay creamed them, Kansas City creamed them, and they lost a very,
well,
you know, Minnesota. So,
oh, no, they lost,
you know,
to Minnesota.
Yeah.
They got something to prove, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, what it tells you is that when Detroit's on, they are seemingly unstoppable. But coming into a hostile environment like Sunday night is going to be. The Eagles are going to be ready for this game. See, the one thing the Eagles are doing is that they're playing against their own standard. They're playing against their own standard. They don't get up to play Green Bay or get up to play Detroit or get up to play. They're the defending Super Bowl champion. Every other team is getting up to play them. They play to their own standard, and that's why they aren't happy all the time after wins. Right, you hear a lot of the offensive guys last night. They win that game 10-7. They are praising the defense, saying thank you. I mean, Landon Dickerson couldn't thank the defense enough after the game for the win. And Devontae pretty much said, well, the offense, we're fortunate that we were able to win this game tonight with the way that we played. It's because they played at their own standard. Any other team would have been happy with that win, no matter what. They'd be happy with that win. And that's what the Eagles, I think that's a good thing. And that's how the Eagles usually rise to the occasion in these games. The games never seem too big for the Eagles.
Yep.
It never seems too big for them.
Yep.
Sunday night, yeah, we're ready to go Sunday night.
Yeah.
Yep. The other thing I want to get in real quick, Spike, is the Sixers, the value of Joel Embiid. People have to listen, I know it's frustrating and everything like that, but Spike, against Cleveland, they got demolished by Mobley and Allen on the second shots. Against Detroit, they got, against Kay Cunningham's great player, they got demolished on the offensive boards. They need Joel Embiid and Don Barlow to win these type of games.
Yeah, getting Barlow back will be a help as well. But yeah, Embiid, they can be a fun team without Joel, but like they're just not a serious team right now. They're a fun team to watch. They have young players. They can win games, all that kind of stuff. They're better than they've ever been without him, I think. But with him, it's just a different
thing. It's a different game in the playoffs.
Yeah. It's a different thing. And they need him. My concern this year, not concern, because everything is gravy this year, but is getting him to play enough to get everyone
acclimated to play.
Yeah, to get
him.
Like a cohesiveness to the team. I thought they're 6-4. I think Nurse has done a good job given all the roster challenges and changes, and I think he's trying to figure things out on the fly a little bit. But they just need him to get into a rhythm, I think. But he's been better every time he's been out there, I think.
Yeah. They're 6-4, Spike, but they lost three out of their last four.
They have. But, yeah, it's a long season.
They're going to win tonight, though, Tasty.
Yeah, we'll get that tonight. All right.
More, you know, like, against these Green Devils, that's the ones I...
He hates the Celtics.
Yeah. Yep.
That's the ones I got to have. And that's why I'm a little despondent that Joel's not playing tonight. But, you know, maybe Maxie will put in 50 and we'll win the game. Hope so.
Yep. Thanks for the call, Tasty Cake. And that, you know, these are not the Celtics we're used to, but they still play the same brand of basketball, and they're a good basketball team.
VJ, I think VJ breaks out of his little slump tonight.
You think so?
I think so.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Spike on any GM not named Daryl Morey whenever a trade deadline is looming. Look, they better hit on these trades. The Hall of Fame isn't guaranteed for either of them. Fantasy football GMs Spike this year. I give up. Mark and Monco.
Very disappointing out of you.
What did I do?
You give up on fantasy football.
Oh, well, what am I supposed to
show? Show a backbone. No. And stop bringing up Ricky Pearsall. Every day you bring up Ricky Pearsall.
It's my receivers.
You're listening to Kyle Shanahan talk about Ricky Pearsall.
Ricky Pearsall is a good player. He would have been the primary target on that team, and he would have gotten a lot of targets. Missing Neighbors, Wilson, Pearsall, Scataboo. That's a lot. I have Jackson Smith. What's his name?
Njigba.
Should say JSN.
JSN? That would have been the best receiving core in the whole league. And they got hurt. What do you want out of me?
Trade me JSN.
Yeah. It's too late to trade, right?
Yes.
I would have hold them up for auction. What's next?
Oh, my. What's love got to do with it? Kate Scott after Jordan Love fumbled.
We're on to Kate.
What's love got to do with it?
So I assume they're not on NBC Sports Friday night if they're on NBC.
It's got to be... Ian Eagle's son, right?
Yeah. How's Michael? How's MJ doing?
Oh, is he going to be talking about load management tonight?
Running these interviews?
Oh, the same one interview they did?
I did it. Chopped it up to five different interviews.
Paid him $15 million to do 1-hour-long interview with Mike Tirico.
Yeah. Let's cover these 30 topics.
Yep. What's next?
You suck, and you're not what you used to be. This show, when Ike greets Jack, Spike is selling you windows, and they're getting you to use PEDs in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Every day.
Yep.
Every day.
Yep.
It's true.
People used to joke on the Ricky that when we would do one of our sponsors, the joke was always, "You're dumb. You don't know how to do any of this. This one does." And here, it's, "You suck. You don't have it anymore."
Yeah.
You loser.
Not what you used to be.
Yep. What's next?
Which guest is more consistent with one popular thing? L.A. with a fastball down and away? Or Donovan in wanting the Eagles to utilize the screen game? Frank in Ardmore.
It is the screen game.
That's a tough
one. And the, yeah,
I don't know which one of those. I try to
tell Donovan.
We're not good at running
screens.
We're
not good at it. I don't know what to tell you, man.
They tried it again last night, and Saquon slipped.
Yes, yeah.
Well, that was so annoying. Like the second quarter,
Jordan too. Yeah, I want to ask Jordan about the. I don't know. Yeah, maybe
like they're playing in Brazil again,
or maybe they changed cleats at halftime.
Had to have.
I have a friend lives out there, is a Packers fan. Says teams always screw this up when they come out there when it gets cold. They always wear the wrong cleats in the first half. Never learn. What's next?
Again. The quarterback of a team Donovan coaches after he calls the 20th straight screenplay.
Hey, man.
That was their offense back
then. Yeah, I was going to say. A lot of screenplays, man. Yeah. The Deuce and B. West, man. A lot of screens.
What's next?
Shut up. Rod Lakin in his office as the show navigated Trump conversation.
I'm sure that's what he was saying. Yeah. I thought we handled it.
What are we doing?
We handled it with a
firm but steady. Well, it was sports related.
Yes.
He's the one who said Nick would be on his defense team.
The president says that Nick Sirianni would be a coach that he'd send to war. I'm sorry. I got to acknowledge
it. We got to touch on that.
And we got to figure out who the other coaches are.
Yes. I smell a top five.
Yeah. Well, send Elliot to D.C. and get him to get that question into Trump.
Yeah.
Who are the other coaches?
Get him the White House.
Yep.
The press secretary.
Yep. Yep. Would love to see it. Elliot asking Caroline Leavitt. Hey, the president mentioned that Nick Sirianni would have been a coach.
Yeah.
Who are the other ones? Yep. All right. Coming up, we will talk to you tomorrow. Same time. We thank you for listening. Coming up next is the Jordan Mailata Show with myself, Jordan Mailata, and Elliot Shore Parks. And then you get the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks, and this week's guest, Tanner McKee. You can listen on your radio, watch on YouTube, the free Odyssey app, or you could just come down here to Chickie's. We will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Jack?
Did you do Twitter? Because the last Twitter question is kind of funny.
You're going to make me do this here?
Yeah, it's a funny question. I just want to see what the poll results are.
Was last night a great football game to watch, or do you not appreciate good football? 20.3% do not appreciate good football, and that is me, too.
Yep.
The Twitter question was brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com.
That was a manly game.
Yeah, I am not a man. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.